Martin Ryan Sidebottom, can you put into words his achievements throughout such a long career? You know, he's one of those players who's able to perform time and time again.
Look, he's been a fantastic servant to Yorkshire, Notts and England over the years. You know, 20 years as a fast bowler in the professional game of cricket is a remarkable achievement, and to maintain the standards he has during that time makes it even more of an achievement. You know, from my point of view in dealings with Ryan, you know, he's a gentleman off the field, a bit of a gentle giant off the field, but obviously on it, fiercely competitive and proud. And he's obviously going to be missed on the playing side of things. However, I hope we can keep him involved in a mentoring capacity going forward at the club, because I think he's got a lot to offer to the young fast bowlers in particular. But you know, as I say, you know, he can be very proud of what he's achieved in the game. You know, an unprecedented number of championship wins with both ourselves and Notts, and obviously played Test cricket and a World T20 medal as well with England. So a fantastic career, and you know, he's going to be going out at the top, if you like. And my thanks to him for everything he's done for Yorkshire cricket in particular, and obviously, since he came back to us, we've had some excellent success, and he's been a major part of that. So, thanks, Siddy, for all you've done, and enjoy your retirement.
Is he one of these players whose attitude has almost boosted his kind of, talent on the pitch, I suppose? You know, his attitude towards training and the sport, and I suppose life in general, really, is just kind of, he's infectious, isn't he, I suppose, is what I'm saying.
I think first and foremost, he enjoys playing. You can't play 28 years as a pro without enjoying the game, and that's what's kept him going, certainly over these last few years as you get older, having to get up and do the training, doing the hard work that people don't see. Unless you love the game, you ain't going to be able to do that. And as you get older, you have to look after yourself more and more as well, and particularly as a bowler. So, Ryan's had that discipline and that desire and that drive to do that on a daily basis. And I think it's the love of the game and his passion for the game and his passion to do well. He's a winner first and foremost. He's a winner, and we see that in how he shows himself on the field. He's a very passionate man and loves winning.
How has he had to reinvent himself over the years? Because obviously, he's 38 years of age. He's not a young fast bowler anymore. How has he managed to do that time and time again?
Well, he's learnt his skills. He's very accurate, but he's got skills. Swings the ball, seams the ball, gets it going across right-hander, swings the ball back into the right-hander, and it creates doubt. So it's about him, mastering the skills that are required. As you lose a little bit of pace, your skills have got to improve, and he's been able to do that over the years.
And how has he been working with some of the younger players of the team? Because obviously he's a hell of a lot to pass on, hasn't he, in terms of experience and skills you mentioned, and just cricket knowledge, I suppose.
It is, and it's just little bits of advice here and there are like diamonds, because he's been there, done it. He's experienced the highs and lows of cricket, and when you've got someone like Ryan Sidebottom passing that on to you, it carries a lot of weight to a young player. So as I say, that part of Ryan's involvement with us is very important.
And people will obviously take certain memories away kind of from working with Ryan. What about yourself? Have you got any special kind of memories or stories that you've kind of shared with Ryan over the years? Obviously some big wins, some big pieces of silver that you brought back to the club together.
Look, I think just his day-to-day work, really, and his consistency, they're the overriding, the skill, his passion for the game, and his consistency of performance are the overriding kind of memories, if you like, or attributes that I think Ryan has got. And I suppose the more recent memory is in a batting capacity, really, at Lord's, the last game of last season, when when it was four leg byes, wasn't it? He got to get us to 350, past 350, to get that fourth batting point, keep us in with a chance of still winning the championship. You know, his partnership with Tim Bresnan under severe pressure in a big game like that, you know, shows his winning mentality and his desire to win and do everything possible to win. That, you know, as a number 11, to show that skill and ability under pressure kind of says it all about Ryan, I think.
And people will probably perhaps look at him a little bit different this year, you know, with the announcement coming up on Wednesday that he's retiring at the end of the year. Maybe batsmen will face him a little bit differently, or think of facing him a little bit differently. Is that that's probably something they'll do at their peril, I suppose?
I think at their peril. Look, you know, there's no doubt that Ryan is highly motivated to finish on a high. You know, he'll want personally to have a good season, and he'll want the team to have a good season. So, you know, that should really put fear into batsmen rather than think, oh, he's, you know, it's going to be a bit easier.